The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Yeah, make sure you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Pray. We must be men that go. I told you in the morning, the signs, the wonders, they are in your going. Until you go, you will not see them. So the man that refuses to go win souls is robbing himself of experiences with God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's sit down. Let me say a few things before we begin tonight. Thank you, Lord. It's glory night. And everything is possible. We must win souls, so you must step out. We've been saying it since we started. If you don't step out to become a soul winner, to do something for the Lord, all of these signs, if I like, let me lay hands on you 10 times tonight, and you fall down and you get up, you will still not be used of God into my midst. There are some things that will not happen to you. God wants people that go. Be a goer. I hear what I'm saying now. But let me say something to some of you. One of the ways to overcome sin is to be to preach the gospel. This is what I told you, the very big secret. Some of the sins you commit freely in your environment is because you're not preaching the gospel. That's why I can lie anyhow. That's why you can come out naked. That's why you can cheat people in business. That's why I can live with a girl in your house. As I'm a married man. That's why I can live in a girl. Because you're not preaching the gospel in that compound. Because by the time you preach to people in that compound, you can't keep a girl in your house. Something will push you to pursue the girl. Because it's the girl, the people you are preaching that will call you pastor, pastor. You know, always there is pastor and there is pastor, pastor. Pastor, pastor is her. You know that one? Pastor. I like you. I go call your church. Pastor. Something will prick you immediately. You're just not preaching the gospel. Nobody even knows you as a pastor. Let me tell you, I cannot believe, that's me saying, I cannot believe every member of this church should be called pastor in his environment. I believe that. And I'm not saying you should tell them to call you pastor. But that is I'm not saying you should go and I'm going to say, my pastor said, of course, say, call me pastor now. But I'm just saying, there's a way you will conduct yourself. People will just look at you. There's a way, if you don't know what to do, start preaching to them. Anybody you preach to 1, 2, 3, 4 times. I stayed in lodges throughout my school days. People didn't know my name till I left. All they knew was pastor. And that's because when I come in, first thing I do is I announce myself and I begin to preach the gospel to people. There's no conference we hold that we don't re-emphasize this truth of evangelism. You know why? It's been lost. It's been lost already. Let me tell you, we are sounding, not we, we and some other great churches that God is raising are like lone voices. There are not many churches you go to now, you hear them preaching on one-on-one evangelism. It's not preached. It's out of fashion. After this morning session, one of our brothers here met me and said, where I stay, I go for evangelism, but I sound like, he said, it's different. He said, no, that person goes, they look at me like something is wrong with me. He said, I'm the only person in the whole place. At least as far as I'm concerned. How many churches do you go to today and they are preaching, go to churches that preach the gospel? You know, you're in most places. But it will keep repeating it. In fact, in our next meeting, we still hear it. I get to the point. And then you begin to respond and respond and respond. That's our life. That's our life. It deals with sin. There are some sins you can no longer commit, at least openly. All this one, I beg you to dress well. Once you begin to preach to everybody in your locality, you can no longer. I feel what I'm saying now. They are saying, let boys ask you out, say no. Start preaching to them. If you preach and pray, preach and pray, preach and pray, something in you will tell you, better say no. Because you don't want to embarrass yourself. And that's one of the things that really helped me when I was in school. All the exam I practiced in, it was never a problem for me. Never a problem. Because I've preached to everybody in the class. I can't ask them in the exam hall. Say, bro, I preached to all of them. It's a very important stuff we're dealing with this evening. And you notice that's where this meeting has been going towards since we started. Because God wants you to do signs and wonders, but it doesn't happen in your room. You know, there's something the Lord lighted in my spirit as I just went home and I was meditating upon what I shared with you in the morning. One thing the Lord put in my spirit, you know, Exodus chapter 4, let me show you something. After the Lord, because I was trying to emphasize earlier that it is when you go that the signs will come. It's when you begin to do the work. So you notice in Exodus chapter 4, we read earlier, God taught Moses how to do the miracles. Remember that? I'm going to explain that tonight very briefly. God told him to put his rod on the ground, and he did, and he turned to snake. God told him to pick it up, and he picked it up, and he turned back to rod. The Lord told him to put his hand in his bosom. So he already showed Moses miracles. And after that, after Moses had many arguments with the Lord, Bible said he returned back. Verse 18. Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. Now when you look at verse 18, so Jethro released Moses. I know you would have thought that Moses just went immediately. But verse 19 said something. And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, go return unto Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. So the tone of verse 19 looks like Moses didn't go immediately. You know what I'm saying now? That God had to tell him, oh yeah, go. The people there, because why didn't he go? He was clear in that verse. He was afraid. You get the point? Because, of course, you know he killed someone and wanted to kill him. So God then said, nobody can go now, they are dead. So it tells you that between verse 18 and verse 19, there was space. Are you following what I'm saying? So it tells you all the miracle, whatever God taught Moses, did not happen. Even after he had, but it didn't happen when he was in Midian. Until God said, oh, I start going home. So go now. It can now happen. So even though Moses had learned the supernatural, he didn't still manifest it in Midian. Until he eventually decided to go. So no matter what we teach you tonight, you will not walk into the fullness of the demonstration of the Spirit if you do not go out there to be a blessing to people. Are you feeling what I'm talking about here now? It's as simple as that. So even though Moses had been trained by the Lord, he went back and stayed in Midian. He had even told his father-in-law, I want to go. Father-in-law said, you can go. He still stayed in Midian. Until the Lord now said, oh yeah, they have died. Go. That's where he now went. You have to learn to go. Well, of course, evangelism sounds like a strange message to us. It should not. It should not. It should never sound like a strange message to you. If not, you're in the wrong church. So we'll keep preaching it. We'll keep preaching it. Is there no how rich I'll become and I shouldn't get again? Can my money go for me? Your money can go, but you should also go. Your money should go, and you should also go. You should be givers and goers. I give an example in the Bible, the man called Barnabas. Barnabas was the one, the Bible tells us, that was nicknamed Son of Consolation because he sold his properties. Remember that? He sold his land and gave to the apostles. They called him Son of Consolation. It was that same Barnabas that went on missions with Paul. So he was both a giver and a goer. Are you following me this evening now? Someone that can give 100 million and still go out there to preach to 100 souls. That for me is one match, is the height of humility actually, your work with God. People just become rich, they can no longer go to the street to preach. And you know, so why is it actually embarrassed? Why is it actually annoying to me? Not embarrassing. Annoying to me is because the people who are not Christians are bold as they proclaim and announce whatever rubbish they believe. It's only Christians who are hiding what they believe. Hiding who they are. God, when we were young, that if you're a prostitute, you hide it. Now it's a big, everybody knows, have you? Now, first, we're talking about it. I'm a wrong girl. Somebody even sang a song about it. Said, I know come this life to suffer. If I follow politician, you did not hear it. So I get it. People are not proud. So if people are growing bolder with sin, are you get what I'm saying now? Do you know that if there are 100 songs that was released this year and last year, right? Half of them are talking about women and their bodies. The other part is talking about making money through internet fraud. Cash out, cash out, cash out. So people are bold. Say, I'm a G-boy. So people are proud about the foolish thing that the devil is using them for. But then it is you, the Christian, that you even come to church. You don't even have a hard copy Bible. Because you want to look woke and touch. To hell with wokeness. Carry this Bible. Even if you have a school bag, carry it on your hand so that people will see they are carrying it. And preach it. What are you ashamed of? It's like you're a church girl. It's not like I am a church girl. In fact, let's talk about something quickly. Yes. Let's talk about something very briefly. Do you have some time? But this is a joke. I've told you these days, you can't. Once you tell me you look like somebody, and I say yes, and I start talking to you immediately. No, mom said there's no coincidence. And there's actually no coincidence. If you come across me and talk to me, there's a reason. There's a reason. I'm telling you, pick up yourself and go. That's where you're going to see the mighty workings of God. The mighty workings of God. The mighty workings of God. And it's going to get to a point as you begin to go and God begin to use you and all of that. Let me tell you, once you start evangelism and ministry, it gets easier. The reason is because, let me start talk about healing ministry now. If I'm starting a healing ministry, I'm coming to pray for you to get healed, and you don't know me, you might doubt. But by the time I heal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 persons, I now have a reputation for it. It now gets easier. So people will now bring. That's where I am now. If I go out to start looking for sick people on the streets now, I just want to add. Now every door of my life there is a sick person calling me to pray for the person. Because I now have a reputation. Are you what I'm talking about? That if you start preaching the gospel, for instance, it will get people will know you for it. It's no longer be hard. Look at how many people that are gathered here. Right, tomorrow morning there's going to be more. There was no single handbill printed for this meeting. Are you aware? Just designs on Facebook, no single handbill. Why? People are like, oh, that's Pastor Henry, you are good. That's how God, now when you begin to preach, people will gather. Do you know, when, those days when I was, you know, in Soka, I was living in that Cyprus compound. It was a normal occurrence for students to come and meet me and say, I want to be born again. It was normal. Because I already had a reputation. I could be sleeping in the house in the midnight and I get knocks on the door many times.
There's somebody wants to, somebody is dying. There's a reputation. If you want to grow in the miraculous, just start going. You will grow to a point, you go to a point, then there is now a reputation. It gets easier. Because God has a reputation, people now believe in you the more. Are you following what I'm saying now? And once they believe in you the more, it gets easier. So it's always harder when you are starting. Are you following me, friends? It's always harder when you are starting. It's always harder when you are starting. So go. Touch your neighbor, say go. Touch the person, touch the person. Maybe it's not hearing the one pastor say, push the person. Ask the person, what are you going to do after this meeting? Invade your environment. Invade your street. Invade. With the God, preach. Preach the hell out of people. This thing we call revival. How do you think these things come? Someone has to keep going and going. And don't go once in a while. Go every day. Because that's where miracles start from. So let me address this. So I said I was going to teach you something tonight. I'm just briefly before we pray. So Moses had a miracle ministry. You know that's what we're looking at. So where we stopped in the day, I was trying to show you that Moses' miracle ministry, miracles, and miracle working ability was tied to his assignment. Remember that in the day? He was tied to his assignment. So signs and wonders are tied to assignments. So I was trying to show you in the day, if the only reason you want to be able to work miracles is so that you can say, my leg was paining me. I spoke to the leg stopped. My garri finished. I spoke to my garri multiplied. If that's the only reason you want to be able to work miracles, now let me tell you something. You actually don't, in fact, you won't do much with God. You know, something that stood out about Moses is that even before he heard that call at the burning bush, he already had a desire to deliver Israel. You know, he attempted it when he was younger. So there was already that desire to be on the go. He just had to sort out his challenges and all of that. But he was there. Many people don't have no desire to go nowhere. So that's what we're looking at today. Now, how did Moses, what I'm studying so far is, how did Moses become a miracle working man? You know, that's what I've been looking at. What happened to him at the burning bush that changed his life? Something that the Lord showed me, and this is very interesting. God taught Moses how to work miracles. It's as simple as that. Now, so look at that. Exodus chapter 4. God taught him how to work miracles. And it was a simple lesson. And that lesson is the lesson I'm going to teach you tonight. And if any Christian can learn this lesson tonight and dare to take steps tonight, you will become someone that does amazing things. You will shock yourself. Exodus chapter 4, from verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you still here now? And Moses answered and said, behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. So people, I've heard people preach from this, but I say, everybody needs a rod. You don't need any rod, sir. Moses just had a rod. He was used to control animal. Do you understand now? He said, cast it on the ground. And he cast on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, had appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous, as snow. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was torn again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken to thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it on the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. So
So God, see, God taught him miracles. What is the lesson? How did Moses start working miracles? It's a very simple thing, I'm showing you already. He learned how to obey God. Simple. I'm not going to give it. You know, I have a lot of teachings on the supernatural. And I'll teach more and more on it. But now that I'm telling you this, it's a very simple hack. He learned how to obey God without asking questions. Throw the rod on the ground. Boom. Pick it up. Okay. Put it under your bosom. Okay. Bring it out. He learned how to obey God. I'm going to take you through Moses' ministry tonight. You will find this was the secret. In fact, in my note, I said, Moses learned how to obey God and do whatever God wants him to do without logical thinking. Throw the rod on the floor. It's now serpent. Pick it up. Will you pick serpent? So you see, the reason many of us don't work in the supernatural is that we've not learned this simple secret. That when God speaks, when God leads you in your heart, you don't second guess it. I'll tell you some stories tonight. When God speaks, I'm telling you, and this is actually how I do everything I do in this place. And I'm going to even refer to last night about this. In talking about this. So the Lord said to Moses, throw it on the ground. He threw it. He picked it up. Do you know, one of the most, you know, when we were younger, we used to do, what's that game that children play where they quote the Bible? It's not draw your sword. God has something to say. So you say, Ephesians chapter 1, verse this. The other person say, second, just quote it. We used to quote when we were young. The easiest to quote, go to Exodus. You keep seeing this step. And the Lord said to Moses. And the Lord said to Moses. That statement, you are caught a lot in Exodus. Look, I saw a video like that recently. It really made me laugh because it's our hack. And the Lord said to Moses, that is a complete verse. He recorded again and again in Exodus because that was the secret of Moses' ministry. How did Moses, for instance, turn his rod to snake? The Lord said, throw it down. How did the rod turn back, or the snake turn back to rod? The Lord said, pick it up. Are you what I'm saying? Huh? How did Moses command the earth become light? The Lord told him to pick up sand and to blow it, throw it into the air. So it was just the Lord said. Are you following me? Exodus 6 verse 1. Then the Lord said unto Moses. Exodus 7 verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses. Exodus 7 14. And the Lord said unto Moses. He just kept recurring. Exodus 8, 16. And the Lord said unto Moses, he will keep you, see it all over the place. So how did Moses know what to do to Nile, to turn to blood? The Lord said unto Moses. I'll tell you something very strong tonight. How did Moses know what to do for frogs to appear in Israel? The Lord said unto Moses. And so, one of the cases he said, say this in the presence of Pharaoh. That was safe, that's second guessing. One major reason we don't see the miraculous is because we are too logical when God speaks. Listen, say, sir, thank you for this teaching. No wonder I don't work miracles. Me, I don't hear nothing from the Lord. That's the point. You think you don't. You see, when you are standing, that thing that just says, lay hands on the sick, is God talking. Act immediately. If you know how to obey promptly the promptings in your heart without thinking about it, you're going to see mighty workings of God. Moses didn't know. Do you know when Moses got to the Red Sea? How did he know to strike the Red Sea? The Lord said unto Moses. When he stood before the rock, how did he know what to do for water to come out? The Lord said unto Moses. He's all following me tonight. It was the secret. And that's how I minister. Now, every time I stand here and I'm praying, minister to you, even like last time I was mentioning in miracles and all of that, the major thing I'm paying attention to is what God is leading us to do now. That's why we can go to three different meetings and you find different patterns. Yeah. There are meetings I've gone and I'll just line people up and say, I'll be laying hands on you. There are other meetings the Lord will say, don't lay, just announce. Other place, Lord, let us shout. If it is in those, and that's why I minister to the sick. I remember many years ago, I came to Shalom, a school in Osuka then. I had no reputation then. I just came. That was my first visit. And I was doing a meeting. And the anointing of God was so strong. And a young man came, a young boy came. He was playing games and he has broken his arms. And so he was on this, what's that thing they put on people's hand? Huh? They put a hand, you hold it like this. Huh? Bandage, POP, cast. But you know what I'm saying? So I was just ministering to the guy. And I just heard the Lord. I just sensed in my spirit, take that enough. And I grabbed his hand. Boom, boom, rolled it off. Everyone was like, roll it off. I said, stretch it. Stretch it. And that was it. Now, it is that, because if you start reasoning, what if I now lose it? The hand will just fall apart. Miracles are in obedience. Oh, yes. Miracles are in obedience. Miracles are in obedience. You don't second guess it. Because everything about Moses, I was speaking about Moses' miracle ministry, there was hardly any miracle that Moses worked that the Lord did not say unto Moses. He became a pattern throughout his ministry. And that's actually how everybody you see. So should the Lord say something before I work any miracle? Well, the answer is yes. But doesn't mean you have to wait before the Lord and say, I mean that prompting in your heart. If you just sense it in your spirit, if you just sense it, act. Act immediately. Act immediately. Put yourself in a tight corner that can no longer run away. You know, that's what I normally tell you guys about where we went to minister in a village in Benue State. I'm telling you, you know, Sister Joy was there with me. That was 2010. We got there. The village, they don't understand no language. Apart from that, what they're speaking. Are you following me? We were three. I was with. It was me and two Joys. One of the Joys there. We got there. And when we arrived to that village that night, I just had a leading in my spirit. And I told the pastor, the guy that brought us, I said, is there any recurring sickness in this village? And he explained the sickness to me. The only way I can explain it to you is madness. That's the only way. And I said, tomorrow we go. Do you think when I went to bed that night, I didn't think two times? Then somebody is mad, he wants to go there. Because they began to tell us stories. How warm, I'm not saying this to bash any denomination because they mentioned everybody. How Reverend Father went to pray for that, somebody had that issue, and the person was beaten up. How a priest went, how even a pastor went. So when they finished telling the story, I went to sleep. But I had already put myself in a tight corner where I couldn't come out. I've said we are going tomorrow. Let's follow those notes. Are you getting point? The Lord Jesus Spirit. I said, tomorrow we'll be there. And then we got there. When we got to that place, because it was a recurring issue in the entire village, it happened to many, almost all the young ladies, and it was a strong demonic hold on the land. It comes to them at different times. So we got to the place. Thankfully, the lady was sleeping when we came. Do you understand? God is praised. So I got there, we began to pray. Shandala barakata. You foul devil. She was just sleeping. She didn't wake up. You foul devil. In the name of Jesus, come out of this girl. Healing is yours. So I said, do you people have oil? They said, no. Because I wanted to use oil. He said, Pastor, do you use oil? Just listen to my message. I said, there's no oil. I said, do you have water? They said, yes. And I put the water. I blessed the water in the name of Jesus. And I put the water on the girl. And she got up. She charged at us. You could see the weight of the demonic influence on her. Charge that us, jump on the bed like a man. Stay back in Jesus' name. Yes. And she fell back. You know, when they fall back like that, confidence will rise. We drove that devil out that day. And the news went around the whole village. That's where the story now started. But the news went around the whole village that someone had this sickness and the person is now fine. I think they call it Akina also. And the person is now fine. So the news went around the village. So I was having a meeting that night. I didn't know that they had gathered everyone that had such issues and they've lined them up in front. And these girls were so calm. Throughout the opening prayer, they were calm. Throughout the prayer and worship, they were just calm. Until I came up to the stage. I raised one song and hell was let loose. You know, after that event, I found that I was anointed. Because they were calm before I came. And when I mean oil, it's not like they started talking rubbish. No. They jumped up, became violent in church, over 7 or 8 of them. Do I have the number correctly? 7 or 8 of them. One will run from the front to the back. They will punch people. I'm just imagining as I'm sitting there now. And I stood there totally confused. I'm like, I just told the boy, protect me. Let nobody touch me. Let nobody touch me, oh, because I'm your savior in this place, oh. And I just stood there. I was just trying to mutter in the Holy Ghost. And one of the other girls that was in me said, but start praying behind me. Say, oh, where is our God? I say, if I knock you behind me. Say, shut up. You don't know what to do. Keep saying quiet. But she was interrupting my flow. I was trying to get, because it was really a very, very terrible situation. It's not funny. It wasn't funny that day. Because the place was an open place. It was a hall. It was supposed to be a hall, sure, but it had no walls or something. So they ran. They will run. Some of them were already at the field. They've run very far. So people are pursuing them, catching them. And I was just standing. And the Lord said unto Moses, that's the secret. Because that's how to work miracles. You can't say, oh, because the other time this happened, I'm going to. Just that is a leading of God in your heart. Obedience to that leading will birth answers. So I stood there and I just said to them, I called the young boys there. I said, move around and tie up all the people with rope. Yes. They said, hey, is it not people's children? I said, do you want me to pray for them or not? I said, tie them. So they tied them, all of them. It was difficult. I'm telling the story in 5 minutes. What I'm talking to you took time. To tie one person. So they found, so then they tying up all of them. I said, good. I said, there's a room down there. Go and put them inside that room. The first one to put them into, they brought down the door. I asked the judge, is there? That's why she can confirm everything I'm saying. They brought down the door. I said, next room. And then they put them in those room, in that room. All of them, and locked the door. So awareness, I started preaching. But the room where they were was close enough so that they could hear what I was saying. Because those demons were reacting. Because I was there. Because what the Lord said when I was standing there, the Lord said, why didn't they act before you came up? It was the same thing that happened with Jesus. That when the demons saw him, they started shouting. Yes. So I preached my full message, made the altar call, led people to Christ. And when the Lord said it was time, I said, open all those gates and untie them. They said, hey, I said, untie all of them. I get the point. So they untied them. They came out very peacefully. And we put our hands on them, drove those demons away. All of them spoke in tongues that night. Like they were not just delivered. All of them spoke in tongues that night. If I went that, you know, there's a part of the story I always miss. When the thing was happening, even the pastor's wife manifested that night. She also had the thing in her. I'm not joking. So she was one of the people like tied up inside the room. You know, let me say this to you. You want to be a man of mighty miracles. When promptings come in your spirit, don't think two times. Why I told you story, I put myself in a difficult corner. I could have gone to that village and preached and avoided that sickness and gone. There was another village we went to, that in that same place. Where this particular girl, she was her own case. When the thing hits her, she wanders away for long. I'm talking to you, but you can't see miracles if you just get to places and the Lord is putting your hand on some people and you're saying, hey, what if? If you see the speed I used to put on some people, the speed, once I just get that lady, once God says, talk to that guy, tell him something. Many of you, that's why you've not started flowing mightily in the prophetic. Because there are steerings and prophecies you had that you ignore. The first time I made an open call for people that were healed in my meeting to come out, I was young. Normally, I would pray for the sick and say, you are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. But that day, the Lord said, call all of them to come out. People that were healed. I thought about that one for long. What if I say, if you are healed, come out? And nobody came. That was a separate chapter. So I thought, hey, if I make this call and embarrass myself. You remember? Yes. So I stood on that stage. But I said, well, if you are healed, come out. The first lady that showed up had conjunctivitis. You know conjunctivitis? You guys always, if you don't always make me sound to you, Apollo. You know, I just try to sound like a foreign guy. You guys, Apollo. She had red. She had a pole and all that. I prayed and she said she was fine. I couldn't find. And I had to call her friends. You mean you had? Don't lie to me. Where the preacher is doubting his prayer. Promptings of the Spirit. Promptings of the Spirit. I've had miracles like that too. As I just meet people, the Lord said, talk to that person. Lay hands on that person. Tell her something. I told you even 3 days ago. Went to finish work. I was very tired. Was standing at the pharmacy. I also look like a man of God. I was looking very dirty because we came from the side. But the Lord said, talk to this man. I said, sir, how are you? I said, what is the problem? And he needed help. Those leaders you had that you ignore is why you are still not a mighty man of miracles. Because when the Lord says, put hand on that boy, you are thinking, are we outside? If I do it now, and nothing that happened, and now I embarrass myself. Are you following what I'm saying now? The Lord said, talk to that sister. Tell her that this, that, that. What if I prophesy? I said, and the Spirit says it's not true. That's the problem. If we can stop being logical in our reasoning, we'll begin to see mighty acts of God. Education is important. But I kind of feel that it's one of the major undoings of our generation, why we have little or no manifestation of the power of God. Because we get too educated and we think so logically and academically that we don't no longer think supernaturally. Have you not observed that most of people God used mightily did not go to school? Really? That's one of the toughest generation set of people to flow in the power of God are medical practitioners. Because they know too much. When the Lord said, maybe they bring somebody to you, and the person mentioned the sickness, you know they mentioned the sickness, you know the process of the sickness, because you understand. You know how the brain is looking at the time.
And I kind of think that if A. Allen, this is what I told you yesterday, if he was a medical doctor, he wouldn't have announced that matter. When he said, tonight God will give you 28 miracles, a child born, everything deformed, brain deformed, no male organ, no face, nothing. And he said, tonight God will give you 26 miracles. But there are doctors fooling in the power of God anyway, all over the place. You know what they've done? They've been able to beat that in the land in school. That when they're in the hospital, they think medically. When they leave the place, they think supernaturally. And how to think supernaturally is very simple. When God speaks, act. Act. Elijah, Elisha, that was their secret. Why will Elisha wake up and say, by this time tomorrow, food will be so cheap in this land? That's not logical thinking. And that's why you don't just start doing it. Don't say, is that how they may have, but Elijah now said tomorrow there will be rain. He said, me too. I said tomorrow there will be no rain, sir. That's a prompting of God. That's why I've kept teaching you on leadings of God. There's a leading of God in everybody's heart, every believer's heart. Is there? As a leading of God in your heart. Begin to yield to it. You will see what we call signs and wonders happening. So that most of the time it comes, you are overthinking. And overthinking sometimes is the enemy of the supernatural. Because when you begin to overthink, you are thinking in the natural. And this thing is supernatural, something above the natural. So if you think about it in the natural, you will not comprehend it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes.
You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
My living hope.
Do you know, even this way you see me minister like this and just sing, is still what I'm teaching you. Yes, it's what I'm teaching. That's why after my meeting, some people write to me and say, sir, when you did that song, something broke in my heart. I've had many messages like, thank you for doing that particular song. Because when you did that song, the question is, it just comes. It's that knowing. And I respond immediately to it. Immediately to it. Sometimes when the Lord leads me to say certain things when I'm preaching, I've learned not to think. But if you think too much, you begin, how is this impossible? If I was thinking logically, we wouldn't have been inside this building. I get what I'm saying. It's not a logical thing. I told you before we came here, even if this building had been at the foundation level when we came here, it was still a miracle. Because of where we are coming from. It didn't make any logical sense. So one man of God helped me when I was younger with his message. He's not very perfect, but he said it and I stayed with it. He told us, he said, he's on God. If you say it, that doesn't happen. It's God, it's grace, not you. I said, okay, sir. That's what helped me. So anytime God says, I will say, it's God embarrassed, not me. I was ministering somewhere in Enugu here some years ago. I think Bashima was with me in that meeting. And I was an old man who was blind. Remember? And I finished praying for the sick. The Lord said, call that young man up the stage. That man, not young man, sorry. Call that man up the stage and put hands on his eyes. So you know that kind of thing. The whole church had stopped and they were watching. Now, I'm not anointed. If I had closed that meeting with that calling of that young man, or with that man,
that old man. If I closed me to her calling him, it was still already a powerful meeting. Miracles had happened. But they called that man and prayed for him. Response. I said, come up. They brought him up. Prayed for him. Lifted my handkerchief. I said, catch it. He caught it. Whoa. I did it again. He caught it. Now, it's not because I wanted to show the Lord say. Once I just sense, because when I say the Lord say, some of you feel, I was just, the Lord say to me, my son, my son. It's a prompting. It's a leading. It's a steering. It's a nudge. Makoranda shanda. Just a nudge in your spirit. 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 That nudge could be, you guys are living in an, I've seen people living in a place, and the Lord said, call for a prayer meeting tonight and speak on this. That's how the Bible breaks out. Yeah. When you ignore those simple things in your heart, you will not see the move of God in your generation. You won't. You won't. So the most recurring statement in Moses' ministry was, the Lord said unto Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses. It kept recurring. When Joshua came, he went the same path. And the Lord said unto Joshua. If you come to the New Testament, you might not see most of that statement appear much. But what you now see is inward witness. I get to the point. But the Bible will now say, and Paul, the spirit was stirred within him. Is that same the Lord said unto Moses? That's stirring. Paul was preaching, and the Bible said he looked at a man that was crippled and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. That perception is that notch. He just sensed the insult. And he said, hey, stand up. Remember what was mentioned in a meeting, and he said everybody should stand up. And somebody was sitting down. The guy was crippled, but he didn't know. So he said, I said everybody should stand up. The guy, he said, I said, you stand up. And they told him, no, he's crippled. He said, I don't care, he should stand up. Because he knew that he was no longer speaking those things by his natural mind. He said, I don't care if you stand up. He said, tell him to stand up. And the guy dropped up. Yes. I began to walk. Someone would have said, oh, he's crap. Oh, sorry. Let me even say this to you as brethren, as believers. You should be able to know. You know, you can be talking normally. And you begin to listen to yourself. You find that you're no longer speaking from here. You're not speaking from your spirit. Does that happen to you? Watch those moments. You're just talking normally. You're just talking. But you just find that you're saying some things that there are things, even when I listen to my message, there are things I listen, I say here in the message, I say, If you can all respond to the nudge of the Spirit, we'll go very far. So, touch your neighbor, please. Tell her, stop overthinking. Stop analyzing too much. Let me tell you, there is no negative consequence to obeying God. What if it doesn't work? Somebody's asking, will you die? Nothing. There's no negative consequence to obeying God. No negative consequence. Because people ask me, when you are ministering, you tell somebody, if I touch you now, your ear will open. How do you know it will happen? I just had that knowledge in my spirit. That's just the secret. I just had it in my spirit. I just felt. Okay, let me put it to a language. I just felt it's going to happen. That is simpler language. It took us what we call it. You call it the leading thought in your heart. There's a leading thought. You know leading thoughts. There are many other thoughts, but there's this leading thought that keeps you going. That's the voice of God. Stop waiting to hear that leading thought. That's what it calls it. So you see, Smith has done great. Smith has dragged. He has dragged someone that was crippled on the floor. So you took God that pushed somebody's stomach. He said, "I have a tumor." He said, "Which tumor?" And they met him. He said, I didn't punch the person. I punched the sickness. And the tumor disappeared. He was crude. You know him? Read about him. He was crude. He didn't go to school. So this seems, I didn't say you should not go to school. Though. But don't always think like a student of chemistry or biology. Sometimes think like a student of the Word of God. What did Mary tell the disciples of Jesus when Jesus wanted to turn water to wine? What was the instruction? That's the secret of ministry and miracle. In fact, I'm going to teach on that one day. That verse is the secret of financial provision in ministry. Mary told them, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Don't overthink it. Anything he says you should do, do it. So Jesus said, start filling water pots with water. They say, yes, sir. Draw from the water pot I can give. Yes, sir. I follow what I'm saying, friends. A man was trying to explain that verse. He said, those water pots were not very clean, actually. He said, those water pots were like the water pots that, you know, people used to wash their feet when they come in. That was the same water pot that Jesus told them to fill and to draw water from it. Every logically thinking person will not do that. You know, if it was someone else that filled the water pot and they said you should draw the water, you could believe. But now you fill it. Now you go fetch it from where? You know it is water. But the secret is whatever he tells you to do, do it. If he says take water from there, take water from there. That's the secret to a mighty miracle ministry. In fact, the Lord said to me, that's the secret to financial prosperity in ministry. That verse. Because they had abundance because anything God says you should do, do it. And I've learned it. So actually, how I enjoy abundance is what I'm telling you. And if God says I should give my money, I give it. If he said I should get, so after I give my money, I begin to pray. What else do I wait for? I wait for the next instruction. If you can learn to act promptly on those things in your heart, you will see mighty miracles. Imagine it's you. Because you've not gotten that scenario before. Imagine it's you that was in there in that particular situation. And wine had finished. And they're saying, please, we need more wine. We need more wine. And the person was the master of ceremony. Maybe the chairman of the occasion. They said, we need more wine. And maybe your family, I'm painting a picture for you. Your elder brother is getting married. So you guys are the ones of the feast. And they say, wine has finished. They say, guy, find a way, find wine now. And Jesus said, just fill, carry water and go and give them. Will you go? He say, you tell them it's better we can't announce that there is no wine than to give them water. Logical thinkers will not be mighty miracle men. I'm just telling you the truth. The things we attempt with God are not reasonable. Or are they? How will someone tell you my ear has been blocked for how many years? And you just believe that when you touch the person's ear, it doesn't make any sense. I'm telling you the truth. So when I hear people doubt miracles, I don't blame them. Even me, if I wasn't a believer in a miracle worker, I would doubt miracles. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nobody ever acted in obedience to the word of God and didn't come back with testimonies. I mean, the simple nudge. Some of you are mighty miracle workers. Mighty miracle workers. mighty, but your problem is when God talks. That Bonkey said the first crusade they had in a stadium, God told them they should leave the tents and go to stadium. So he said they came to the stadium. They had set up everything, mighty light and what have you. And they came in, they were about 100. He said, where are the people enter stadium? He said he climbed the stage that day. He said he counted the people. He counted them. You know pastors do that. I do it, don't worry. Yes. There were 100. He said he counted again. He said he counted the point. Something told him, if I count it 10 times, the number is still the number. So he began to feel like maybe God didn't lead him. But it was God that said, so you see, you don't just suddenly, we see Rad Monkey pack down stadiums and all of that. There was a time he wasn't. But he just began to have those because the Lord said. It was that first night of the crusade, a blind woman began to see. And the next day, thousands, tens of thousands everywhere. You see what I'm talking about going. If he didn't hold that meeting in that stadium, there will be no Rad Monkey that will know about today. It's not following me at all. The secret of miracles, both performing and receiving, is in obedience. It's in obedience. It's in obedience. So you could just be on the street and the Lord said, that brother there, talk to him. Say this thing to him. I said, what if I say it? Okay, say it to the person. And my mom said something that's very instructive. He said, and I used to say that all the time. Don't think it two times. It will help you. Don't overthink it. Do it immediately. The Lord said, tell this person that in 3 weeks' time, it will blow up. If you overthink, what will happen is you start checking how things are going for the guy now. Imagine you enter a shop where there are not many, maybe it's a provision shop. 3 Bonvita, 5 sachet milk, right? 3 packs of sugar, then Lipton, all over the place. And the Lord says, tell her that in 14 days I'm going to visit her, and this shop will be so full that there will be no space to pack things. Do you know if you think about it, that you won't say it? By the time you calculate, what will come to your mind is, even if all these goods sell off this night, I get what I'm saying? Don't overthink it. Immediately. Say, madam, good evening. I want to tell you something. Thus says the Lord, I don't know you, but I heard this in my spirit. Are you following me? I heard this in my spirit. I don't know, but the Lord said you should believe him. In 14 days' time, things are going to change. You don't realize the first miracle is that you obeyed God. Before we even talk about another thing. In fact, there is something that happens to you when that happens. First of all, confidence grows to say it next time. And you'll be so shocked it will happen. Because it will. I have many stories like that. Who has ever declared something by the anointing and you went home to rethink what you said? It happens to me. So that I say in the name of Jesus, I tell you, the man of God is here. If you get to him now, your eyes, I'm anointed. How do you finish? You get home. You know when you lie down on your bed? Those things begin to play. Did you hear yourself? What you've mastered is to act in prompt obedience. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said, start going to that hospital every week. Act immediately. Go to that street every evening. Act immediately. While you're on the street, the Lord says, lay hands on this guy. Act immediately. is the pathway to supernatural happenings. And the Lord said unto Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses. It's just how it happens. The Lord said unto Moses, your own will be, and the Lord led me. And I just sensed. And I just sensed. And I just sensed. And I just felt like. And it just came to me. It just came to me. It just came to me. It just came to me to talk to that brother. It just came to me to touch that guy. It just came to me to minister to that guy. It just came to me. Has it come to you before? Act in obedience. You know the thing about disobedience thing? You really don't know what will happen when you obey. And let me say another thing. You really don't know what will happen if you do not obey. Some of you, the disobedience is why many people have died and all of that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. These are the days of signs and wonders. I said, these are the days of signs and wonders. These are the days of signs and wonders. First, I watched Pastor Chris Aikilome tell someone, you are going to sleep now. And he said, the person, sleep. The person slept. I said, wow. And I was in a meeting, and then the Lord reminded me of that. And then that person played in my heart. The Lord said, now somebody's going to sleep. What's happening in a meeting where that happened? Yes, I did that. But I said, that face I was thinking, but it just came strong in my head. I said, you come, sleep. You'll be, sometimes when it happens, you say, you are shocked. Just walk in obedience. Walk in obedience. Somebody sick around you and it just comes to heart to just lay hands immediately. So don't think too much. Lay hands in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That was an example, though. But lay hands immediately. Lay hands immediately. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The anointing of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is in this place. Is in this place. Is in this place tonight. Is in this place tonight. Is in this place tonight. Oh, he's in this place tonight. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The anointing of the Lord is strong in this place. Oh, the glory of the Lord in mighty walkings and signs and wonders. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. Oh, yes. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh. Oluwambe lori ya yemi yo ombe mi fo ombe mi sare Oluwambe lori ya yemi yo Some of you are going to have visions of Jesus tonight. I'll just allow you to pray. That's all I'll allow you to do. That's what I'm getting in my spirit. I will not do much except what God allows me to do tonight. Whatever you are reaching out for is possible tonight, except that is what you are reaching out for. Whatever you are reaching out for, some of you have never seen God use you in mighty ways. Reach out for that thing from this meeting. Hey! Oh, Oluwambe, Lori ya yemi yo. Ombe mi fo. Ombe mi sare. I will run and never be tired. Woj. Ombe mi sare. And I will walk and never be weary. Make sure you're praying tonight. I told you the glory of the Lord is in this place. That's all I have to say. And when His glory is here, anything is possible. It's an atmosphere tonight. If there are men who want to leave this place to begin to do things in a different way, this is their night. This is their night. This is their moment. To begin to see results they've never seen before. This is their night. It's their night. It's their moment. And the glory of the Lord is in this place tonight. The glory of the Lord is in this place tonight. The glory of the Lord is in this place tonight. Deya! Deya! Eyebele berebede 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 go bradi kashudaya. I told you tonight, there is no struggle to press in. We are in already. We are in already. We are in already. A mighty flow, a mighty move of God's spirit and God's power.
Oh, baby, sorry. and I will run and never be tired.
Aya.
Ombe mi fo, ombe mi sare, and I will walk and never be weary. Ombe mi fo, ombe mi sare, and I will run and never be tired.
Aya.
Ombe mi fo. Ombe mi sare, and I will run and never be weary. Ombe mi fo, ombe mi sare.
Yeah.
Oh, Oluwamba, lori aye mi o. Ombe mi fo, ombe mi sare. Oh, Oluwamba,
lori aye mi o. Anything is possible here now.
Ombe mi fo. Make sure you touch something tonight, or something touch you. Because from here, we are going into business. From here, we are going to work. We are going to confront the gods of Egypt. We are going to confront Pharaoh. We are going to confront those things. So it's either you touch something or something touch you. And the Lord is here tonight. The glory of the Lord is here. The glory of the Lord is here. Children, if you're a medical doctor, or you are in the pediatrics, whatever, there is something for you tonight. I saw people ministering to children, to babies actually. I saw that in the spirit. I saw a baby born with an impossible situation. What do you call that? Hydrocephalus, right? I spell it in the spirit. And someone put hand on that baby. And what the doctor said could not be, became. Tonight, the Lord is putting fire on your hands. Hey, we are not playing tonight. When the glory comes with this kind of intensity, you don't play in that atmosphere. Please take it seriously. There are visions of Jesus. There are angelic encounters. There are revelations. There are eyes being opened. There are knowings in the heart. So anything that's been happening around you, don't get distracted. Someone may be laughing around you, someone may be shouting. Just stay focused. It's the glory of the Lord. I told you yesterday night, you can minister by the anointing, but you can minister by the glory of God. Tonight, we've let God's glory fall in this place. So it's so strong here. I won't do anything much. I'll just let the Lord do this. Da 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 da
Badika Shundara Badikambarada Ejubale da Baba Mblede Kuraba Ekerabada Ejulade Baba Mblede Shinanda Eberebe Diga Lama Rama Diga Bam Radekaladi Edebera Dama Edebashu Nama Delaba Edebembe Diga Bledeya Ederado Shinandelaba Edebizo Male Dabaradaba Ejibaba Mblede Kurada Babila Dama Barida Baya
I can't explain what is happening tonight. I can't explain it, but it's the glory of the Lord. Officially, God has taken this meeting from me, so I'm no longer in charge. So, anytime we are done, you just go. Yeah, because, yes, God has taken a meeting. You will see many things at different points. Visions of Jesus. Encounters with the divine. It's so easy tonight to have the supernatural. Pastors, touch something tonight. Pastors, touch something tonight. Ministers, touch something tonight. Man of God, touch something tonight. Woman of God, hey, I am God and Dosho tonight. Hey, yeah, baby, should I end the key and Bradushko to go together? And then, should I never shut up? It's so thick in this place. It can fall in small buildings. It can fall open air. It can fall anywhere. It's the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is the You two over there. Take in the name of Jesus.
The glory of the Lord. 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 My God. 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 The glory of the Lord. 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 Oh, I told you, the glory of the Lord. Take this now. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Ooh, yes, sister. Yes, sister. Yes, sister. The glory. The glory of the Lord. Hey, yes. The glory of the Lord.
Listen. We are going to use the remaining 10 minutes to pray. Pick a corner. Hold somebody if you want to. Pick a corner. Lie down if you want to. You have things to sort out with God tonight. There are things that God will show you. There are things that will happen to you. Your 2026 is heavy with assignments. In the next 10 minutes, you are going to pray. Pick your corner. Lie down if you want to. Kneel if you want to. Hug something if you want to. Hold somebody if you want to. And sort it out with the Lord tonight. After that, if you no longer see me in this meeting, just know that I've gone. Some of you will go from there to trance. Some of you will go from there to experiences. There will be angelic encounters, angelic touches. Just that. It's 10 minutes time. If I go, then I've gone. But it's about to get interesting tonight. is about to get intense tonight. It's about to get more intense tonight. This is you with the Lord. Just focus on Him. Pick a corner. Get there. You with the Lord. You have 10 minutes. Don't stop. If you're online, do the same thing. Pick a corner in your room. Pick a corner where you're watching from. The touch of God, the hand of God is coming upon people. One by one, there'll be visions. There'll be encounters. There'll be directions. There'll be manifestations. There'll be touches. There'll be impartations. In the Spirit, by the Spirit. 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 Many things will be happening. Some people will go from there. So we sleep from there. So we enter trances from there. So we see visions from there. So we see their next year from there. So we see their next year from here. There are encounters with the Godhead. Encounters with the Godhead. Supernatural manifestations. Touches that will not leave us the same. Eruptions from your inside. The move of God in our midst. Nobody is touching you. Jesus is right there where you are. I can tell you literally, I see Jesus standing beside many of us. Beside many of us. So if you are going to feel a tap on your shoulder, you feel something, tap your shoulder. It's the hand of Jesus. It's going to be so strong tonight. So you will feel something embrace you tonight. You will feel the embrace of Jesus tonight. Sort it out. Sort it out. Just sort it out. Sort it out. Sort it out. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Marababa Shanda. Minutes. You are Jesus alone tonight. You are Jesus alone tonight. You are Jesus alone tonight.
when we call, he hears our cry, cause we are not alone. God is with us, Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
Hey, the glory of the Lord is so strong in this place.
Something tonight. There are directions for the next year, directions for 2026, directions for the next 5 years, directions for the next 7 years, directions for the next 10 years. Hey, there are pastors and ministers here tonight who are receiving a rejuvenation. You've gotten tired. Your strength is coming back.
You are not alone. God is with us. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. When we pray, he answers us. And when we call, he hears our cry. Oh, we are not alone. God is with us. Emmanuel. God is with us.
Hey, just be praying. Just pray. At this age, don't nothing. Just pray. 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 Just pray, you and the Lord tonight.
Waking up again.
Can you see the intensity of the glory of God in this place? It's so thick. Everybody around can feel it. This is not normal. It is the mighty hand of God.
God is with us, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. You came here for something. It's really happening to you. You came here to be touched of the Lord. It's really happening to you. You came here to see the future. You're already seeing it now. You came here to understand tomorrow. You're already understanding it now. You came here for direction. It's already coming already. You will not be confused as to what to do. You came here for it. When we pray, he answers us. And when we call, he hears our cry. So we are not alone, for God is with us. Emmanuel. The glory of God is so tense in this place. Many of you are seeing into the future. Many of you are seeing possibilities for the first time. Many of you are seeing possibilities for the first time. Thank you.
signs and wonders. We are living here to be all that God has asked us to be. Is Jesus showing you? He's the one showing you those things. He's the one showing you. He's the one showing you. He's the one showing you. Do this song. It is Jesus who won my heart to stay. Ooh. Who saved me from this age? It is Jesus all the way. And that is why He has the same.
It is Jesus who saved me from this age. It is Jesus.
Everybody sing it now. Say it is Jesus.
It is Jesus who won
the Lord, the hand of the Lord. Be the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. Jesus,
Jimmy,
who won your heart to stay? It is Jesus who gave you life to live. It is Jesus, he saved you from this age. It is Jesus all the way. That is why he has the say. It is Jesus who won your hearts to stay. It is Jesus, he gave you life to live. It is Jesus who saved me from this age. It is Jesus all the way. That is why he has the say. It is Jesus all the way. And right now he has the say. That is why. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, God's hand is upon all of you. Upon all of you, mighty. Whether I touch you tonight or not, just know that God's hand is mighty upon you. Many of you are waking up afresh. Fresh fire. A waking up. There are pastors I saw that were tired before they came for this meeting. Ministers that have been tired of ministry. But fresh fire, fresh energy is jumping back into you. Pharaoh should know you are returning. You've been to the burning bush and you are coming back now. It's about to be different. It's no longer that Moses that ran away 40 years ago that is coming back. This is a different Moses. He has learned of the ways of the Lord. And he's coming back to meet the gods of Egypt. He's coming back to meet the gods of Egypt. He's coming back to stand before Red Sea. He's coming back to say, let my people go. It's a different Moses now. It's a different Moses now. It's a different Moses now. Pick this lady up. Sister, I saw you yesterday, but I saw the hand of God come upon you. There is something different that will happen to you from now. You will know Jesus. You will know his power and his hand in a way you've never seen it before. Give her encounters, Lord. Woo! The hand of the Lord that changes man. As he came upon me, let it come upon you too. Give me hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's sing it in this place.
Everybody, let's worship together all over this place.
Hallelujah.
I said that because it come and flow. That's how this song came to my soul in this place.
Hallelujah.
In mighty miracles in many nations of the world. Many nations of the world, many cities of the world. I saw miracles.
Hallelujah.
I saw people being brought into mighty ministries. Tonight we worship with hallelujah in this place.
Hallelujah.
Everybody singing. Sing it all over this place. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Lord, sing it all over this place. I want us to worship for like 5 minutes. I'm done already. I want to hear your voice echo in this place. Sing it if you can still sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sing now.
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah. Come on, sing. Come on. South Africa. I saw it in Ghana. I saw it in Cameroon. I saw it in the United Kingdom. I saw it in North America. I saw it in many cities of Nigeria. I saw that flow. I saw that flow. I saw that flow. I saw nations lifting their hands. And I saw different hand colors. I saw blacks. I saw whites. I saw hair colors. I saw Caucasians. I saw nations of the world lifting to Jesus. And it's rising from this place. We are going forth to go and announce the praise of the King all over the world, all over the earth. In mighty signs and mighty wonders. I saw people travel from here to take the nations by storm. I saw churches come alive again. I saw what the devil took being restored.
I saw a church that the devil orchestrated reduction, and there was disunity and everything scattered. I saw an angel stitching things back together. I saw that in the spirit. And if you are in that kind of ministry, hear me as I hear the Lord. 2026 is your year. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What an atmosphere in this place. Can you feel something here? It's so dense. If I leave, there are people, ministers. One of the questions you came to this meeting with is, how do you bring down this atmosphere in meetings? I heard somebody asking that question. How do you bring down this kind of glow, this kind of atmosphere in meetings? I don't know. I saw people asking that question tonight. And the Lord said, I will do something. I don't know what it is. I'm still trying to get it. But I heard that question in my spirit. Because it has happened everywhere. How do we bring down this atmosphere in meetings? Thank you, Lord. Just yield to the Lord. Yield to the Spirit. When you get on stage, lose yourself. Lose yourself. Don't try to do anything like anyone does it, or like how you rehearsed it in your room. Yesterday night, I came up to preach. I have a message I prepared for yesterday. I didn't preach it. Because that's how it works. I get what I'm saying now. Just let the Lord. Tonight, now, I just said the simple things God wanted me to say. You know, we don't even know how we got here by now. We don't know how we got here. It just happened. Maybe in January, God will allow me to talk about that. Say more about this matter. God's glory, God's presence, how to steward it in any place. I've ministered in a lodge and this same atmosphere, no instrument, nothing. It's possible. I get to the point. Don't try to do by the anointing what the glory of the Lord can do. And one of the men that trained me, that mentored me, told me, said, if you go by the anointing, you can meet one or two cases. He said, if you let the glory fall, when people share their testimonies, you'll be so shocked, because he's doing different things to them at different times. How many of you saw visions tonight? God opened your eyes, you saw something. Let me see your hand. I'm serious. You saw something tonight? Yes. How many of you got directions tonight by the Spirit? I was saying something earlier. There was someone here that you felt the gentle tap of Jesus on your shoulder, on your right shoulder. What is the person? Yes. I saw that too. Just like something Jesus tapped you. One other person felt like you felt an embrace. It's like, who had that experience? Like there was an embrace. It's like Jesus held you. Such a moment we are having tonight in the Holy Ghost. Our stories have changed. We are no more the same. This is not supernatural hub because we are looking for a name. This is a place where the supernatural happens easily. And from there, you are carrying it to your place. See you now. What will break the land is power. I know you are trying to teach and it's okay. I know you are trying to teach to get people to know the word and all of that. Do still do that. But lay hands on people to get you to the Holy Ghost. Flow by the supernatural. Young people in Ghana, the Lord said, I've not been there. The Lord said to me, they are hungry for the supernatural. They are hungry for these things. He said, when those things happen, they begin to follow you. When they now follow you, you can now serve them the teaching of the word. You know what I'm saying? Give me your flag. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said I should hand over to you the young people of Accra. Power, we take the land. Lift your hands in this place. Let's honor this atmosphere. Let's honor the glory of the Lord in this place. What an atmosphere. From here, people will come and talk, they will touch the supernatural power and they will take it back. To be a place where people are sent forth from to go to in their generation what the Lord will have them do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm struggling to close the meeting actually, but I don't know at what point I can close. I don't know. I'm struggling to close the meeting. I'm trying to close the meeting. Thank you, Lord, for the atmosphere, for the anointing in this place. You will not lose your fire. You won't lose the fire. You won't lose your fire. You won't lose your fire. You will be born for Jesus. Western part of Nigeria to the western part of the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you tonight. I think we should just close from here now. If you get home tonight, if you still want to pray, please pray. Some of you will sleep and you wake up with things that the Lord will show you. Some strong encounters that will mark us. We are returning different men now. Glory to God. Are you blessed? Hallelujah. Let's just shout in the Holy Ghost in this place. In the land for the taking. Okay, you're already doing that. There's one more person. Bless you tonight. There are two people are meant to release to a prophetic ministry tonight. There are two of them. I'm just waiting for them to pick it, but God will do it for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know And when I laid my hands on you, the Lord said, he puts a fragment of the future in the past. He said, what that means is that the things the Lord has done with you in the past is a picture, just a fragment of what he actually wants to do in your future. I heard that clearly from the Lord. Good night.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer requests, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.